Anaheim Central, Ray Gonzalez. He's going to be out at the 20-yard line and down at the 24. And we've got a fumble, and Middletown comes up with it. It's Gutschall. Gutschall's got the football, and Middletown starts deep in Mannheim territory.
And exactly one of the first things about this game, we said control the nerves. How do you control nerves? You get a big turnover early. They got in there. Gonzalez really made a mistake on the return and let the ball go behind him. From there, he actually did a nice job bringing the ball across the 20, didn't hold on to it, and Gutschall, Johnny on the spot with a recovery.
So Middletown cashes in, and they have the football at the Mannheim Central 24. Split backfield behind Kyle Keating, the quarterback. It's a fake handoff to Courts. Keating rolling around to the far side, looking for Grigsby deep. He almost had him incomplete.
Let's take a look at the Middletown offense tonight. Starting quarterback, Kyle Keating, the junior, 6 foot, 170 pounds. Benny Courts and Adam Schaefer, the halfback and fullback, respectively. Your split ends, Ryan Grigsby and Mike Radkowski. Your wingman, Andy Achenbach. Tight end, Adam Cargill. And the linemen, the big guys across the front, Mike Gold, Josh Sillabaugh, Luke Songer, Jason Kreider, and Mark Gussler.
All right, second down and 10 for Middletown. Keating comes out with a split backfield. Schaefer and Courts, wingman to the far side is Achenbach. Right out to the far side is Grigsby. Keating, the snap. He'll hand it off to Schaefer. Schaefer running the right side. He'll get down to the 21-yard line. Pick up of 3 yards for Adam Schaefer.
Quickly, let's check the Mannheim Central defense. The names you'll be hearing tonight for them defensively: Jason Sachs, Chris Swingler, Dan Ober, Bronson Gantz. The four guys up front on the line. Linebackers, Justin Keller, Joe Kreider, Tanner Strickler, and Josh Sibbis. Cornerbacks are Ray Gonzalez and Jason Lehman, and Jeff Smoker starts at safety.
Third down and 7th for the Raiders at the Mannheim Central 21-yard line. Straight T backfield. Keating looking to throw it to Gronkowski. Complete. He's got the first down, and he's got a face mask, too, at the 12-yard line. This one's going to go down to the 6.
That's a great call that time from the Middletown offense. They put 3 backs in the backfield. A straight T backfield for them with Achenbach joining Courts and also Schaefer that time. They throw the quick hitch pattern on the outside. They needed 7 for the first down. You rely on the fact that you have an excellent receiver who's got some good moves out there in Mike Gradkowski. He was able to make the catch, make a move around his defender, and then, in addition, pick up the face mask penalty that will give Middletown a first down and goal. Steve, this is a huge, huge spot for Middletown, because one of the big things about Mannheim Central that teams worry about is falling behind early. If Middletown can put a touchdown on the board early, all these people who came in here from the Barons country who think this is going to be a blowout, we've heard a lot of them in the press box tonight, they're going to be put back on their guard a little bit by an opening score for Middletown.
First and goal from the 6, split backfield. Schaefer and Courts, handoff. Schaefer trying the left side. He's going to be stacked up at the 4. 2 yards that time for Schaefer.
And Steve, that's the guy who's going to get most of the carries tonight. Vinny Courts has had a great season, but he doesn't match up real well against this Mannheim Central defense, because you've got to pound, pound, pound against them. And when Middletown wants to pound, they go to the fullback. That's big Adam Schaefer. Schaefer, 5'8", 183 pounds. And he's a tank when he gets the football at the fullback.
Second down and 4, handoff. Courts going to try the left side. He's going to be stopped right there at the 4-yard line. No gain for Vinny Courts.
Sibbis was in there on the tackle along with for Mannheim, Joe Kreider. Kreider, their leading tackler on the season, 104 tackles, assists and tackles combined on the season for Kreider, and just no room over there on the near side for Vinny Courts. And that sets up an interesting play here on third down. I would think Middletown would probably be throwing the ball here. It's something they like to use. They like to look for Achenbach out of the backfield on a play like this.
Third down and goal at the Mannheim Central 4. Single setback is Schaefer. Keating drops back, pass, fires across the middle, and it is incomplete. He was looking for Grigsby, but it's incomplete. Fourth down, and I think Middletown's going to have to kick the field goal here.
Yeah, you've got an excellent field goal kicker in Sean Cooper. You bring him in the game right now. That was a nice pass from Keating. Even though it was incomplete, the ball was thrown exactly where it needed to be for Grigsby, a place where he and no one else could get it. He ran the slant pattern, had some position on Gonzalez. He just couldn't quite get low enough.
There's Cooper from the left hash. A 21-yard field goal. It is up, and it is good. Middletown draws first blood. They lead it 3-0. We're going to take a timeout. 9:35 remaining in the opening quarter. Middletown 3, Manheim Central nothing. Back after this on Blue Raider Sports Network.
Henderson Tarbs at the rear of 8 Ann Street in Middletown has quality canvas and vinyl products. They sell boat covers, pickup truck covers, pool covers, and awnings. They even have a repair department. Henderson Tarps at the rear of 8 Ann Street in Middletown, 944-5865. That's 944-5865. Henderson Tarps, a proud supporter of high school athletics.
Welcome back. Hershey Park Stadium. Steve Leedy along with Brian Kaiser. And Middletown capitalizes somewhat on the Manheim Central turnover, but they got some points on the board. Manheim Central trails Middletown 3-0.
And that's important, Steve. And again, we go to the keys to the game. One of the keys, turnovers. Middletown gets the first one of the game. And also, they need a big play on special teams. How big is getting a fumble on the opening kickoff of the game and turning it into points?
There's a kick from Cooper, and being stopped right at the 25-yard line is one of the up men.
That was Sibbis.
And
Zach Daly was right there on the tackle that time. And that opening score, I mean, for a young team who's just getting their feet wet in the playoffs, to come in against a veteran team and get an opening turnover, that is huge for their morale. Zach Daly, I mean, he was just all fired up down there. He was the first guy down the field, and he's the guy who makes the tackle on Sibbis.
First down and 10 for Manheim Central. Smoker in the shotgun. They're in the 5 wide. Here to start off the contest, Smoker. Back to pass, looking to the far side. He's got a man complete. That is Martin, the running back, and he is out of bounds at the 34. 8-yard pickup on that pass play.
Oh, this is a good move for Manheim Central. I talked to you earlier, Steve, about the fact that they have so many different packages offensively, and the one I was most worried about is when they go 5 wide, because Middletown had some matchup problems that time. Adrian Huber had to pick up the back out of the backfield, and that was Martin.
Second down and 2, single setback. They're going to hand it off. That is Ober getting the carry. Oh, check, that is Martin.
Now, Smoker.
Smoker. He never handed the ball off, and he lost the yard on it.
That's because he tried to fake the handoff to Ober and got it so close to Ober, and Ober was running so hard that Smoker lost his balance trying to pull the ball back from him and fell down for a loss of a yard.
Third down and 3 for the Barons. 8:58 remaining. Opening quarter, Middletown 3, Manheim Central nothing. Smoker has a split backfield at, I believe it's Ober and Martin. Twins near side. Smoker back to pass, looking near side. It is complete. Complete to Lehman. And they're going to say his knee was down. He's got the first down, though. Pickup of 4 yards out to the 43.
That was a good effort from Andy Achenbach. He tried to jump that pass pattern that time, just past his outstretched fingertips, and Lehman was able to get position on the hitch pattern. Smoker took a little bit too long to throw that pass, and it allowed Achenbach to read his eyes and get over there and almost make an interception.
So it'll be a first down and 10 for the Barons at their own 38-yard line. Going wide to the far side is Matt Bransby. They have a double wing formation. The single setback is Ober. Smoker will hand it off to Ober up the middle, and he's not going to find too much. Maybe gets out to the 40 for a pickup of 2.
Middletown has excelled all season long at stopping option teams and teams who have tried the option against them. There they had a little bit of an option motion. That's on the sent the wingman in motion to the near side, gave to the fullback up the middle, and the defensive tackles were not fooled. They were right there, stopped the play, and took him down after just a short game of 2.
Second down and 8 for the Barons. Split backfield. Wideouts to both sides. It's Sibbis on the far side and Bransby to the near side. Smoker, long snap count. Now he will hand it off to Ober, and Ober is going to be buried right at the line of scrimmage. No gain.
They're having problems right now, Steve. This is a team that they didn't look good last week against Elizabethtown. They didn't look crisp. And right now in the early going, they don't look crisp running that option right now. That's the second time that they have had problems with Ober and Smoker on an exchange or a lack of an exchange. And that time Ober took the handoff, and it almost seemed like Smoker didn't want him to grab it that time, and only a yard, if that, maybe a half a yard.
Third down and 8, big play here for the Barons. Wide to the near side is Bransby. They have a double wing formation. The single running back is over.
They like using their tight end in a case like this.
And we've got a flag. This is going to be a delay of game penalty against Mannheim Central.
I'll tell you what, Steve, the team that looks like they're nervous right now is Mannheim Central. They have come out here tonight. They've fumbled the opening kickoff, and they've made a few just uncharacteristic errors of a Mannheim Central team. And we see here they weren't even in the right formation that time. Stricker lined up on the right side. The Smoker tried to move him or his wide receiver over to the other side. I don't think they ever found the actual formation they ever wanted to, and by the time they got the play called, and the back judge said it took too long, lost them five.
Third down and 13 now for the Barons. Single setback again is over. They have trips to the far side. Smoker rolls to the far side, looking to throw it downfield. Has his man deep, and it is complete. It's complete to Sibbis down at the 34-yard line of Middletown.
And Sibbis, he is a tremendous receiver. Lehman has more catches than him on the year, but this is a guy with some breakaway speed, and he's also got some pretty good moves. They had a mismatch that time. Gutshaw, the safety, he's a guy who is an excellent hitter back there, but he's not asked to cover players man-to-man a whole lot. In that case, he had to follow him all the way across the field. A mismatch exploited by Mannheim Central for a first down in Middletown territory.
First down and 10 for Mannheim Central. The Middletown 34 after the 31-yard completion to Sibbis. We've got flags now here on this first down play.
Thrown by the far sideline judge.
And there's another one over here on the near sideline, too. So
everybody saw it. It's going to be against Middletown.
Yep, neutral zone infraction, offside against the Blue Raiders. So that'll give Mannheim Central a first down and 5.
We have a crew of York County officials tonight. It's the Lancaster Lebanon League in the Mid-Penn Conference represented here. So they got the York County League reps to come up and handle this call here.
Smoker in trouble. He has to keep the football himself, and he's going to be buried in the backfield. Smoker will lose 1 or 2 yards on the play. Nice defensive pressure by Middletown, and again, a shaky handoff.
Well, yeah, and they tried to run the reverse out of the option that time, where they would fake the handoff up the middle of the fullback, and then instead of going down the line to the near side where most of the motion was coming, they swing it back to the opposite direction to the far side, and that time Smoker, it didn't fool anybody. Middletown was right there with Kortz, Huber, and Karate to bring him down.
Second down, and we'll call it 6 from the Middletown 30. Trips to the near side. Smoker will roll to the near side, looking to throw the football, throws it across the middle. He has his man, that's Lehman, and he is down inside the 15-yard line to the 13.
Gutshaw slipped down, and that allowed Lehman to get inside the zone defense that time, pick out a spot, and Smoker has a lot of time. Mike Williams doing a nice job of calling plays to keep the Middletown pass rush off guard. Middletown not doing a lot of blitzing here in the early going. And because of that, Smoker is able, when he rolls out, to have enough time to set up, look downfield, and pick out the openings in the zone defense.
It's going to be, once again, trips to the far side this time over the single setback, and Bransby is a single wide out to the near side. Smoker will hand it off to Ober, and Ober will be submarined. The football is loose, and Middletown has it. Middletown capitalizes on the second football on the field in this game, and they've come up with it again. Now let's take it quickly out to West Shore Stadium. Here's Andy Cochran.
They just got a fumble, too.
Andy. We'll keep it right here. 5:09 remaining. Opening quarter. Middletown just got the football back on a Mannheim Central fumble. Backs are in the eye. That is Kortz and Schaefer. Keating will hand it to the up man. That is Schaefer. And he will get maybe a yard or two out to the 11-yard line.
And on the fumble, let's go back to that play, Steve. Ober got the handoff. They tried to spread the formation that time. Ober going off the left side, and Middletown didn't see who it was defensively. somebody got in there, got a helmet on the football, and that's going to pop it out most of the time over. Just couldn't hold on to the football. Middletown, their second turnover of the game. Again, that's one of the big keys, and that's 2-0 Middletown, the turnover matchup.
Middletown comes out on second down, and we'll call it 8, split backfield. Hand off the courts, coming around the near side. He slips one tackle and is able to get out to the 15-yard line. He'll pick up 3 yards. It'll be second down at about 5.
Third down, actually.
I'm sorry, third down.
And courts that time, some tough running. I mean, for him to even pick up 3 yards that time, he had to find just the slightest of creases that time. Put his head down and kept driving. This is a Mannheim team that is very quick on the corners. They don't allow a lot of yardage to the outside. Most of the yardage has to be between the tackles.
Third down and 5 now for the Raiders. They have the straight T backfield. That's 3 men straight across. Grigsby wide to the far side. Keating looking for Grigsby. It's a quick little pop pass, and Grigsby gets away. He's got it at the 20, the 30, the 35, 40, and finally tackled out of bounds. A 25-yard pass play. For Grigsby. Now let's take it out to Westshore Stadium to Andy Cochran.
Gentlemen, with 4:45 remaining in the first quarter, West Perry jumps out to a 7-0 lead. That coming off a Keller 1-yard touchdown carry. Again, your score, 4:45 remaining in the first. West Perry 7, Central York 0. Back out to Hershey Park Stadium, Brian and Steve.
All right, thank you very much, Andy. So good news for both Mid-Penn teams in the AAA playoffs. They both lead. First down and 10 for Middletown at their own 40-yard line. Keating drops back to pass, rolling near side, pump fake. Now he throws the ball long, and he's lucky Smoker didn't see that one coming as he led Smoker by a few yards. That was way overthrown for his man, incomplete.
By the way, he was trying to look for Andy Achenbach. I think he expected Achenbach to run longer that time. Achenbach cut off the pattern. He was originally looking for Gratkowski on the near side, but there was very good coverage over here by Jason Lehman, a guy who normally plays safety for this Mannheim team, but for this game, they moved the better athlete Smoker over to safety. They moved Lehman to corner, and he did a good job covering Gratkowski on that play.
Second down and 10. Timeout is called by Middletown. We will take one as well. 3:40 left to play in the opening quarter. It's Middletown 3, Mannheim Central 0. Back after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Walt EB Real Estate is Middletown's oldest real estate firm. Buying or selling a home? Your hometown team of realtors can be found at Walt EB Real Estate. They offer buyer or seller representation and property management. And you can surf for turf on the World Wide Web at www.walteb.com. That's Walt EB Real Estate of Middletown, 948-3800. That's 948-3800.
Welcome back, Hershey Park Stadium. Steve Leedy along with Brian Kaiser. 3:40 remaining in the opening quarter. Middletown leads Mannheim Central 3-0, and now Middletown has a second down and 10. Ball at their own 40-yard line. Cargill switches to the other side at the tight end position. Split backfield. Now Achenbach in motion to the near side. It's a pitch to Quartz. He's coming around the near side, and he will be buried at the 43-yard line. Picked up 2 yards on the play. It's going to be 3rd and 7.
Well, one of the things you hope for on the quick pitch is you fool a couple guys trying to guess inside and try to get Quartz around the outside. The problem was that time Quartz looked to go upfield. He had one blocker in front of him, Josh Silbaugh, and 4 central barons in front of him as well. Silbaugh can't block them all. He did a nice job just getting 3 yards on that play to set up a 3rd and 7 for the Blue Raiders.
I will call it a 3rd down and 8. Keating will be in the shotgun. Schaefer is going to be in the backfield. Twins far side. Single wide out to the near side is Gretkowski. There's a snap to Keating, looking for Gretkowski. The quick plan, he's got it at the 45-yard line, at the 30, at the 20, one man down, running, he has scored a touchdown. Mike Gretkowski, a 57-yard touchdown reception, and Middletown leads 9-0.
The quick slant is a dangerous, dangerous pass for a defense to defend, especially an aggressive defense like Mannheim Central. Mike Williams asked his quarterbacks to play bump and run man coverage against the Middletown receivers. Gratkowski that time beat the coverage, got inside, got position, and by the time he caught the pass, the only thing the defensive back had a chance to do was try to dive futilely to try to knock the ball down. Once Gronkowski caught it, because there were three receivers to the other side of the field, the safety was cheating that way, and he outsprinted Lehman to the end zone.
Snap, hold, kick is good on the extra point. And with 2:49 remaining in the opening quarter, it's Middletown 10, Mannheim Central nothing. We'll be back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network. And welcome back to Hershey Park Stadium. Steve Leedy along with Brian Kaiser, and there's no score on the scoreboard right now, but the score is actually Middletown 10, Mannheim Central nothing.
Maybe the stadium crew for the scoreboard is just as shocked as the Mannheim faithful right now, because their team has come out, and they have been the team, even though they're the veterans here, they are the ones who have looked nervous. They are the ones who have given up the big plays in this game. Two Middletown recoveries of fumble have led to 10 Middletown points, and the Blue Raiders have a surprising 10-0 lead.
It's going to be Sibbis picking up the kickoff for Mannheim Central. He's got a nice hole up the middle, but he'll be dragged down at the 40-yard line. The Mannheim Central, the first time their offense took the field, they marched down the field, but they fumbled the football at the 9-yard line.
Well, we saw in that series why Jeff Smoker is the quarterback that everyone says he is, because he just marched the team downfield, had time to throw the ball, and when he needed to throw the ball, he was deadly accurate. Middletown is going to have to try to do something defensively to try to stop his passing lanes, maybe put more pressure on him somehow.
Split backfield behind Smoker here on first down for the Barons. Play action. He's going to throw it, and he overthrows Sibbis, who was open in the flats on the far side, but it's incomplete.
Just a touch of pressure that time from Karate, but that play was open, and that's a play that Mannheim likes to use. They run two receivers to the far side of the field, one in the slot, one on the far side. They run the guy all the way outside the split. They run him straight down the field to run off the coverage, hoping that they have an advantage running a quick out with the slot man. That time they did that again. Adrian Huber is responsible to try to pick him up, and it's a very tough coverage for him to try to pull off.
Second down and 10 for the Barons. Split backfield once again. Twins of the far side. Smoker straight back to pass. As all day, fires down the middle, and he just overthrows his man Tanner Strickler. That was the tight end. And it was incomplete.
He was open, Steve. And I was worried about that play. As soon as I saw how Middletown lined up defensively, Benny Quartz had nobody to cover on the near side cornerback. Gutshall moved over at the safety position to go cover a wide receiver on the far side of the field. So Quartz has to be responsible and pick up the tight end coming off the line of scrimmage. Strickler is a very tough receiver, 6'4", 203, but he runs very well from the tight end position, and Quartz was late getting over there and almost got burned for a touchdown.
Third down and 10 for the Barons at their own 40-yard line. Again, Middletown leads 10-0. Smoker rolling to the far side. A little bit of trouble now. He sees some real estate, and he will run with it. Eludes one tackler and gets out to the 48-yard line. He's going to be 2 yards shy of the first down.
And this may be the punting unit coming in now for Mannheim Central. And if it is, Middletown has a big advantage. Don't be surprised if Middletown blocks a punt somewhere in this game. Robin Burkholder is the punter for this Mannheim Central team. He has a very odd delivery. Middletown is going to try to do something tonight to try to get to him.
Burkholder will be standing in his own 35-yard line. There's the snap, and he gets this one away, punts it to Gutshall. Gutshall has to run from it as it bounces on the turf, and it will rest dead at the 10-yard line. So the Middletown defense holds, and the offense takes the field again with a 10-0 lead.
Indeed, Steve. And, I'll tell you what, there were a lot of naysayers in this press box before the game. People who have covered Mannheim Central all year.
Yeah.
And, you know, a team that has won 7 straight district titles, they come in no matter who they play. Well, this team has been blowing out their last 4 opponents. There were chinks in the armor that were very apparent against the teams that were good that they have played this year.
Split backfield for Middletown, a first down at 10. They'll hand it off to Schaefer. trying the left side, and not much there for Adam Schaefer. He may be out to the 11-yard line, gain of about a yard and a half.
Honestly, Steve, I think Middletown is running the football the wrong way. They're coming to the near side of the field behind their strength, but they are attacking the strength of the Mannheim Central defense. The weakness of the defense is to the other side, to the right side of the Middletown offensive line.
Second down and 8. Handoff goes to Quartz, trying the near side again, and he will be held for no gain.
And give it to Central. I mean, they are looking at what Middletown's doing. They look at the formation, and they know where they're going to go with football. I mean, they've scouted this team very well. And this is a situation that Middletown doesn't want to be in, where Central can use a very good zone defense on a passing situation to try to force Keating into mistakes.
Third down and 8 for the Raiders. Remember, Middletown's back at their own 11. Single wide out to both sides. Now Achenbach goes in motion to give him a twins to the far side. Keating looks to throw the football. He will throw it. It is complete to Achenbach, but he's only got it out to the 15-yard line, and now Middletown will have to punt.
And that very well may be the last play of the first quarter. And we'll see if Middletown elects to punt here or if they elect to run out the quarter. They do have the option at this point, if they want to run out the quarter, I believe, with about 8 seconds left. Just a very impressive first quarter of action for the Middletown Blue Raiders. 2 turnovers for Mannheim Central, 10 Middletown points, and that's your score at the end of the first quarter.
All right, we have played one quarter. It is Middletown 10, Mannheim Central nothing. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
E.R. Lighty Company is looking for experienced employees. E.R. Lighty Company of Middletown is now hiring technicians and estimators for heating and air conditioning. Experience is necessary. E.R. Lighty Company has good wages, health benefits, and vacation. They're an equal opportunity employer. For job information in the heating and air conditioning field, call E.R. Lighty Company at 944-0132. That's 944-0132.
Fox's Markets of Middletown congratulates the Blue Raiders on a great season. Fox's Markets encourages groups and organizations to take advantage of their Shop and Share program, which gives back a portion of cash register receipts collected. For information on the Shop and Share program at Fox's, you can call 944-7486. Fox's Markets of Middletown, Hershey, and Union Deposit.
Welcome back, Hershey Park Stadium. Steve Leedy along with Brian Kaiser. 10-0 Middletown after one quarter. Middletown does have to punt the football, though, as they have a 4th down and 4 at their own 15-yard line.
An opportunity for Mannheim Central here as Sibbes stands back along. I believe that's Gonzalez along with them. Sibbes is a guy who, if they get the ball to him, he will not fair catch the ball. No matter if there's 2-3 guys in his face, he's a very dangerous return man.
Keating will punt the football. He's going towards Sibbes, and Sibbes has to backtrack back to the 39-yard line. Now it's cut to the far side. It's the fake reverse, and Sibbes has it at the 45-yard line, and he will be ripped down at the 45-yard line. Now let's take a quick peek out at West Shore Stadium. Here's Andy Cochran.
All right, gentlemen, with 10:33 remaining in the first half, it's 14-0 West Perry. The West Perry second touchdown coming off an Adam Miller 3-yard touchdown carry. Again, your score, 10:33 remaining in the first half. West Perry 14, Central York nothing. Back to Hershey Park Stadium, Brian and Steve.
All right, thank you very much, Andy. So
that's that strong competition in the York League this year. We've been told by radio stations in York that it's some tough competition down there. It doesn't look like it so far in that game.
Smoker in the shotgun here on first down for the Barons at their own 45-yard line. Smoker, plenty of time, looks to throw, now gets some quick pressure, and he was looking to hit over in the backfield, but it went off of his hand incomplete, but Middletown was right there, as it looked like Ortiz and Spadone.
That was over that time, out of the backfield. That's because there was excellent coverage downfield for Middletown. 3 guys out the pattern that time, and the Blue Raiders did a nice job of covering everybody that time. I guess he was looking originally for Bronson Gans, but Gans was double covered as he wanted to throw it and tried to get it out to over incomplete.
Second down and 10 for the Barons. Split backfield, but Smoker's in the shotgun again. Here's the draw. He's looking for Martin, and Martin is tackled down at the 50-yard line. Now let's take it down to the sideline to Tom Mack.
Thank you, gentlemen. A beautiful night for high school football. Very nice and cool. A slight breeze going to Middletown space, so it's on off Mannheim Central's back. Also, the field, one of the best, as you'd expect in the area, but down the middle of the field, right in the central part, a lot of brown. Now, the closer you get to midfield, the more there is, and the less the grass there is. Also, a quick note on the crowd, according to my estimation, Middletown fans outnumbering Mannheim Central. Back upstairs.
All right, thank you very much, Tom. And Mannheim Central's right on the midfield stripe, so they're right on the brown area of the field. Single setback is over, trips to the far side. Smoker rolls to the far side. He will fire, and he has his man Lehman complete at the 42-yard line. They're going to mark him down right on the 43, actually. So Mannheim Central gets a first down.
That's just that quick little down and out pattern where Lehman goes down far enough to get the first down, comes back, and he does a good job of finding a spot in front of Gronkowski and coming back to the football when Smoker throws it. And again, this is a situation when Smoker rolls out, he's got plenty of time to throw the football. It's something Middletown's going to have to address, making adjustments at halftime.
Bransby and Sibis wide to the near side. Oberon, Martin split in the backfield. First down and 10, Mannheim Central at the 43-yard line. Here's the option. Smoker gets away from one guy. He's inside the 35 to the 30, and he will be wrapped up at the 20-yard line. So Jeff Smoker with a 23-yard run, and the Barons are in business again.
Yes, they are, and this is something that Middletown was very concerned about, and that's the fact Jeff Smoker is a great passer, but he's also an excellent quarterback when you're dealing with running the option play, and that time Middletown got caught a little bit too far inside. There was only one player to take on Smoker, one player to take on the pitch man, and it was a tackle missed one-on-one, and Smoker will make you do that. He's that good of a player.
First down and 10 for the Barons. 10:09 remaining, second quarters. Middletown 10, Mannheim Central nothing. Split backfield. Twins far side. Smoker under center. He will take the snap. He will call his own number right up the middle, and he'll pick up a couple yards this time down to about the 17.
Karate in on the tackle also. I believe that was Opsel in there and Huber helping out. Middletown, that's the second time they've seen Mannheim Central try that play where they fake all the motion the one direction, then they come back with the option the other way, and they did a nice job defensively there once again. This is a place where the defense, again, has to stiffen with a 10-point lead and to try to keep them up by at least a touchdown.
Second down and 7 for the Barons. Martin and Ober in the backfield. Twins to the far side. Smoker takes a snap. Play action. He is hammered. He is.
Zach Daly crushed him back at the 22.
Daly came.
Smoker was a little bit late getting up that time because he took a pounding. He wanted to hit a quick slant pattern out on the far side of the field and never had a chance to let that develop because Zach Daly from the defensive tackle position shot inside his man. Somebody missed their block, and Daly did a great job of just putting a textbook tackle right around the ribs, not allowing Smoker to throw the football.
And Daly showed some great speed there. It looked like he was in a full run when he hit Smoker. Sack takes the ball back to the 21-yard line, so it's 3rd and 11 for the Barons. Split backfield. Here's the option play with Smoker. He's got it inside the 10 to the 5, touchdown. Jeff Smoker, nobody from Middletown knew where the ball was, and Smoker scores on a 21-yard touchdown run.
See, they fell asleep that time. They were looking all past that time, and when Smoker ran the option, they just thought, Middletown did that time, just thought he was rolling out, and when Smoker turned it up the field, nobody reacted in time because everyone was down the field in coverage. A great call that time from Mike Williams, catching Middletown off guard, and Smoker made it work.
Lance in to kick the extra point. It is up, and it is good. So we will take timeout. 8:30 remaining in the second quarter. It's Middletown 10, Mannheim Central 7. Back after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
They're America's Most Wanted, and their names are Doug, Bob, Sherry, and Sherry. You can find America's Most Wanted at the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop. They have the look for every man, woman, or kid. The next time you need a haircut, style cut, or perm, it's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop at the James Way Plaza. Open Monday through Friday from 8 till 7, Saturdays 8 till 3. The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is a proud Blue Raider sponsor.
Welcome back. Hershey Park Stadium, Mannheim Central gets on the board. Now it's Middletown 10, Mannheim Central 7.
And the concern for Middletown has to be the ease at which the Barons, as long as they don't turn the ball over, they're able to move the ball right down the field on the Middletown defense. This is a defense that all season long is averaging, giving up less than 7 points a game on the season. And this is a defense right now that looks like it's overmatched right now against Mannheim Central. It's going to be up to Coach Dickey right now and his staff on the defensive side of things to make some adjustments and find a way to try to contain Jeff Smoker.
Lentz is set to kick the ball off. Again, 10-7, Middletown leads, 8:30 remaining in the second quarter. Lentz boots a nice high, deep ball. This one goes into the end zone. It's going to be a touchback. Lentz has got a great foot, especially on kickoff.
Lentz is a senior, a guy who has been here kicking for a while, has only kicked 2 field goals all season, and that was in his last game against Elizabethtown. They had 2 field goals in that game, his longest one of 28 yards. Trust me, this guy can hit for 45 if need be, and he may be called on to do that later. This time, he's a dangerous weapon on the kickoff because he doesn't allow a Middletown return. They have to start once again deep in their own territory.
Middletown hasn't been able to run the football yet tonight. They've got 8 carries, just 14 yards. Split backfield here on 1st and 10. Middletown at their own 20-yard line. Grigsby is wide to the near side. Here's a play action to Courts. Now he's going to look to throw it to Achenbach off his fingertips, incomplete.
Now they're trying to play action, but the thing with play action is you have to have the threat of a running game. Right now, Middletown hasn't established that yet. There was not much of an opening. It had to be a perfect pass to Achenbach, and it was just off of his fingertips. Middletown has to find a way to get this running game going, Steve, because if they don't get the running game going, Mannheim can just cheat away on the passing game and play their tough zone.
2nd down and 10 now for Middletown at their own 20-yard line. Split backfield. Actually, it was a straight T, and now Achenbach goes in motion to the far side. Hand off to Schaefer, and Schaefer is buried right at the line of scrimmage. No gain for Adam Schaefer. Let's take a quick step out to West Shore Stadium. Let's check in with Andy Cochran.
Gentlemen, with 6:24 now remaining in the first half, it's 21-0 West Perry. The West Perry third touchdown coming off a Ray Swager 22-yard quarterback keeper. Swager now with 7 carries and 64 yards. Again, your score, 6:24 remaining in the first half. 21-0 West Perry over Central York, back to Hershey Park Stadium.
All right, thank you very much, Andy. So West Perry doing a job on Central York. Keating in the shotgun here on 3rd down. He's looking to throw the long ball, looking for Grigsby, and he's got it complete out across midfield to the 45-yard line. A nice deep ball from Keating, and Grigsby catches it for a 35-yard gain.
They put it right on the money, right over top of Brandon Bosch on the outside. And Bosch, I mean, he just lagged back to the ball because he thought he had a bead on it, put his arms up, and Grigsby out-wrestled him for the football. You can't allow a pass like that on 3rd down when you've got the team down. And this is, I mean, Keating is playing a tremendous game right now, putting the ball right where he wanted to be. You were worried about him coming in nerves-wise. He is playing like a veteran tonight.
Now Keating in the shotgun on 1st down and 10 at the Mannheim Central 45-yard line. Shaver's in the backfield with him. It's going to be a pass, though. Keating looking down the near side again, looking for Grigsby. And it is either intercepted or caught. It's going to be intercepted. Making the interception is Brandon Bosch for the Barons.
They went to the well one too many times that time, Steve. They tried to match up again Mike Dungy likes the matchup. He puts three wide to one side. He brings either Grigsby or Gronkowski by themselves on the other side because that'll match up for them in man-to-man coverage. I'd say this year about 80% of the time when Middletown lines up like that, they go to the single coverage, and that time they tried it again. Bosch again had good coverage, and the ball was just slightly underthrown this time, allowing him to make the pick.
So here comes Smoker and the Barons. Middletown leads it 10-7. Split backfield for Manheim Central. The ball's down at their own 16-yard line. And we've got a ball on the field. Who's come up with it?
Middletown says they do it.
Middletown says they do, and they do. So that time it was Smoker who put the ball in the ground, and Middletown is in the red zone again.
They had a problem with the exchange again. We've got a TV camera right next to us, Steve. He tried to pull the ball back from Ober, and as he did, the arm of Ober just bumped the ball a little bit. Smoker never got the ball back. Ball on the ground. Middletown falls on it for the recovery. The third Manheim Central fumble and turnover of the game.
First down and 10 for Middletown at the Manheim Central 14-yard line. Cargill switches over to the far side. Grigsby wide to the near side. Split backfield. Behind Keating. Keating takes a snap. He'll hand it off to Schaefer. Schaefer inside the 10. He will get to the 8-yard line.
And that's what I said, Steve. They are running. They were running most of this game to their strength. But against Manheim Central, you have to try to run to their weakness. Rely on your right side of the offensive line. That time they pound Schaefer behind it. It's where Central is weakest in run defense. That time Schaefer a nice gain on first down.
Second down, we'll call it 5. Ball spotted at the Manheim Central 9-yard line. Split backfield. Hagenbach wing to the near side. Keating will hand it off to Courts. Courts inside the 5-yard line. Fighting down, and he will be down at the 1.
And that's why that works, Steve. You run that to you run Schaefer to the right side of the offensive line. The defense has to respect that. And that opens up the sweep to Courts the other way, and that's when the wing T works in this best. When you have the threat of going to either side of the line of scrimmage, Middletown's run to the right side, set up the sweep to Courts, and allowed Courts to pick up the first and goal at the 1.
First and goal for the Raiders.
You think we'll see Schaefer?
Probably. Schaefer and Courts in the backfield. Here's the handoff to Schaefer. Touchdown. Touchdown, Middletown. The Raiders lead it 16-7.
Touchdown number 15 on the year for Adam Schaefer. Most of them have been that variety, Steve. They're just that pound from a couple yards out, and Schaefer gets the handoff, the touchdown behind the right side.
So with 6:09 remaining in the second quarter, Middletown has a chance to go back up by 10 points here on Cooper's extra point.
And again, we go back to the keys at the outset. Turnovers, 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 3 Manheim turnovers, 17 Middletown points.
Fumbled snap, and Keating has to toss it into the air, and it is incomplete. They're going to call it incomplete in the end zone. Looked like Manheim Central intercepted it. He could have ran it long, or ran it back for a 2-point conversion the other way. But at any rate, the extra point attempt was no good. So we'll take timeout. 6:09 remaining in the first half. It's Middletown 16. Manheim Central 7 back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
This is Tim Knoll in support of the Blue Raiders. With 32 years as a life insurance agent, a COU and charter financial consultant, combined with my daughter Tammy's 5 years as a CPA, our agency is willing and able to solve the financial problems for your family or business. We specialize in retirement and estate planning. For a free consultation regarding your needs for life insurance and or investments, call Tim or Tammy at 939-0968. That's 939-0968. Go Raiders!
Welcome back. Hershey Park Stadium. Steve Lee along with Brian Kaiser. 6:09 remaining in the first half. It's Middletown 16, Manheim Central 7.
And the reason for this right now is Mannheim Central. They're not holding on to the football right now. Honestly, Steve, if you look at this game and you take the three turnovers out of this thing, Mannheim Central's dominating the game, save for a couple big pass plays. And that's obviously got to concern Middletown at this point, but you got to love the fact you've gotten three turnovers and you've got the big lead right now.
Well, kickoff gets away from Martin. He finally picks it up back at his own 14-yard line, and he backtracks to the 10, and that's where he's going to be stopped. Another special teams blunder, we'll call it. That time as Martin couldn't pick up the football, and it's a live ball. And as many Middletown fans know, you got to pick up the live ball out here on a kickoff.
And, Steve, I mean, coming into this game, one of the things we talked about before this game preparing for it was the fact that I thought that Middletown had a big edge in special teams against this Mannheim Central team. Despite Lentz's booming kickoffs, that's the only area Mannheim has the advantage. The return game is much better for Middletown. We see their coverage is excellent, too.
And here we go. Smoker in the five-wide set on first and 10 at the zone 12-yard line. He swings it out to Lehman. Lehman will get met at the 15-yard line and buried right there.
Taha Adesian making a big stop that time. They ripped the ball loose, but it was well after the whistle was blown. They tried to set up the flanker screen that time, and they had good blocking downfield. The only thing that was missed that time was the fact that the defensive line was able to get off the ball, did not fall for the fake, didn't go for a dead pass rush, and Adesian was able to slip off of his man and stop that play for just a short gain. That's a good job by the defensive line, staying home and recognizing your keys, able to make the stop there after just a short gain on a play that was actually well blocked.
Second and 7 for the Barons at their own 15-yard line. Trips near side, Twins far side. Again, the five wide set. Smoker looking to pass to the far side. He has his man complete, and getting tackled is Bransby out by the 31-yard line. So a nice pickup there of 15 yards.
Yeah, they're doing a nice job of rolling Smoker out. And again, he rolled out there. There was no pressure on him. And the receivers did a little bit of a crossing pattern on the far side, enabled the guy on the inside to get inside the coverage. And Gutschall was a little late getting up from the safety position to try to make the stop.
Again, the five wide set, trips near side, Twins far side, Smoker in the shotgun on first down and 10 at their own 31. Smoker looking to throw across the middle. He has Lehman. Lehman slips the tackle. He's out across the 40 to midfield, and he will be tackled right on the midfield stripe. Another 20-yard pickup for Lehman.
And Mannheim Central has recognized something that Middletown has problems with, and that is crossing patterns. They swung Lehman that time. They ran the two slot men inside of Lehman that time, ran them straight down the field and to the outside, brought Lehman back across, and Gretkowski, who has the responsibility of picking up Lehman, got actually crossed up and knocked into one of his defenders. That rubbed him off the play.
Here's the draw on first down, and nothing there for Martin. He's going to be tackled right at the line of scrimmage.
Martin's an excellent back, don't get me wrong, but this game is going to have to, if Mannheim Central is going to win their eighth straight district title, Jeff Smoker's going to have to win this with his arm, because Martin is not getting anything, especially on a draw play, because Middletown isn't fooled by it. They see what's happening, and they're reacting very well on the defensive line.
Again, Mannheim Central goes back to the five wide now in second and 10. Smoker has plenty of time, fires across the middle, complete down at the 35-yard line. That is going to be Bransby once again.
That's a great pass. Pinpoint pass that time. He got it between three guys that time. Courts was behind the play. I think Ortiz was on one side, and I didn't even see who was on the other side of things. Just filtered it right in between that time. Just a gorgeous pass from Smoker, and Bransby makes the grab.
First down and 10 for the Barons, now at the Middletown 35-yard line. Again, the five wide set, trips near side, twins far side. Smoker sees a big hole up the middle. He's going to take off with it. He's got it down to the 30-yard line, and he will be tackled at the 28, 7-yard pickup on the QB keeper for Smoker.
Well, they guessed wrong that time. They tried blitzing on the outside, hoping they could get catch Smoker rolling out because they've done that very effectively in this game. That time instead, Smoker was straight back in the pocket, and because they rushed wide, it opened up the entire middle that time, and Smoker took the advantage and went right up the gut.
I mean, second down, we'll call it a long two for the Barons, and they still come out in the five wide set. Smoker in the shotgun, trips near side, twins to the far side of the field. There's the snap to Smoker. Smoker looking far side. He's got Martin, and it's complete inside the 15, inside the 10-yard line to the 9.
Yeah, they ran that crossing pattern again, Steve, and Vinny Corse grabbed the wrong guy. He jumped the outside guy, went man-to-man with him, and instead of switching that time defensively, Middletown tried to go man-to-man, and that's just impossible for the inside defender. In most cases, the linebacker, I think, was Achenbach that time. He had the responsibility to try to keep up with a back, Martin, who was in the slot making the reception.
First and goal, Barons at the Middletown 9-yard line. Split backfield. Smoker back to pass. Has a little bit of pressure, but gets the pass off. Looking near side. Incomplete. He overthrew Sivitz.
And some pressure that time as well, as Middletown absolutely laid Smoker out that time. It was Adesian coming from the wing. They had the stunt on the line. And Smoker had just enough time that time to get the ball away and just led Sivitz just a touch too much on the near side in the end zone.
2:33 remaining in the second quarter. It's Middletown 16, Manheim Central 7, but the Barons are knocking on the door.
And, Steve, I don't understand that play call that time. Not because of the pass, but why they went away from the five wide that time that has been working so well. They're back to it here.
Now there are trips near side, single wide out to the far side, and Martin's still in the backfield. Smoker, here's the option. He pitches it to Martin. He catches it on one hop. Martin will be taken down back at the 11-yard line. Loss of a couple on the play for the Barons.
That's just an awful call, Steve. You are moving the ball down the field by throwing the football. You are doing it extremely well, and now you get down inside the 10-yard line. You decide you're a running team? No, that's not how it's done. You throw the ball until Middletown proves that they can stop you, and Middletown hasn't done it yet. You put the five wide out there and let your quarterback do the job. They run the option that time. They had to pitch to Martin because of excellent defensive stay-at-home pursuit from Middletown.
Split backfield, twins far side. Behind Smoker. Smoker will drop back to pass, looking far side. He overthrows Sivitz, incomplete. Now it's going to be fourth down and goal at the 11.
And I think it's obvious here, you got to go for the field goal to try to get within 6 points. And you've got an excellent kicker, and let's bring him in and see what he can do. But there's a missed opportunity, Steve, because Manheim Central went away from what was working. The five wide was working. They went away from it, and it stopped them. Middletown didn't stop Manheim there as much as Manheim stopped themselves.
It will be a 28-yard field goal, almost on the near hash mark for Lentz.
This is not his easiest hash mark to be kicking from either.
There's the snap, the hold, the kick is up, and the kick is good. So we will step out with 1:43 remaining in the first half. It's Middletown 16, Manheim Central 10. Back after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Bastien's Auto Service of Middletown is a proud supporter of Blue Raider Athletics. Bastien's Auto Service has expanded its garage to serve you more. They handle minor engine repair, brake work, exhaust systems, tune-ups, electrical troubleshooting, and general automotive repair. Don, Vince, Tim, Al, and Ray get the job done right the first time. Bastien's Auto Service of Oak Hill Drive in Middletown. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5:30 p.m.
Welcome back, Hershey Park Stadium. Middletown leads Manheim Central 16-10. Middletown defense looked like Swiss cheese for a while there, but again, then Manheim Central shoots themselves in the foot and has to settle for the field goal.
Yeah, that's a mistake from the coaching side of things, Steve. It's not the players. They did everything right on that drive, as Manheim Central did, but when they got down to the goal line, instead of sticking with what was working, Manheim went to something different. And it's a big mistake. And it proved right there because instead of seven, they got three.
Lentz gets into this one. Well, this ball is going to land 5 yards into the end zone for the touchback. And boy, has he got a leg.
He sure does. First the field goal and then gets right back up and drills one a good 70 yards into the end zone. I mean, he's a guy who's probably going to be kicking next year. He's a senior now. He's probably going to be kicking at some school next year at the college level.
Anaheim Central has all three of their timeouts left. 1:43 remaining in the first half. 16-10, Middletown with the lead. Handoff up the middle for the Raiders. Goes to Schaefer. He gets out to about the 21-yard line, so he'll pick up just 1 yard. And we have a timeout called. We will take one as well. This is by Anaheim Central. So we'll step out. 1:36 remaining, second quarter. It's Middletown 16, Anaheim Central 10. Back after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Middletown Lumber Company is Central PA's leader for specialty wood products. Middletown Lumber Company stocks 50 different types of domestic and imported hardwoods. They have a complete inventory of Western red cedar and redwood siding, decking, and fencing. They also offer free delivery. Middletown Lumber Company congratulates the Blue Raiders on a great season. That's Middletown Lumber Company at 944-4005.
Welcome back, Hershey Park Stadium. Steve Leedy and Brian Kaiser with you. 1:36 remaining in the second quarter. It is 16-10, Middletown with the 6-point lead. Manheim Central, I'm sure Coach Williams has visions of getting the football back.
Oh, when you got
his passing offense back on the field.
Yeah, when you've got Jeff Smoker leading the passing game, you want the ball back because you don't need a lot of time to score. Middletown, very important for them here to try to get something in a way of a first down to keep them from calling timeouts.
Keating will look to throw it. He's looking far side, and it is going to be intercepted. Smoker picks the ball out. They were looking to Gretkowski to the far side, but Smoker steps in front, and he catches it at the 41-yard line, so the Barons now definitely are in business.
Second turnover of the game for Middletown, and the second interception thrown by Kyle Keating, and he didn't look off the safety that time. He telegraphed his pass. And Smoker cheated over to that side. It was the far side of the field. And the safety man, that's his job. He reads the quarterback's eyes. And Smoker, being a quarterback, has an advantage in doing that and reads the play and makes the diving interception.
Surprise, surprise. Five wide formation. Smoker looking to the near side. Now looks down the middle of the field. Gets some pressure. And he will be wrapped up and sacked back at the 45-yard line.
Karate got there first. Karate was there, J.J. Ortiz helped, and Joe Spadone was also there, and Manheim, I think they wanted a timeout, and they do take one here.
We'll take timeout as well. 1:16 remaining in the second quarter. Middletown 16, Manheim Central 10, back after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
James R. Gingrich Memorials is a proud supporter of high school athletics. James R. Gingrich Memorials has a wide variety of quality memorials that are guaranteed in both quality and workmanship. They have granite memorials, and you can see their indoor and outdoor displays at 568 North Union Street in Middletown. The Gingrich family has been in the memorial business since 1921. That's Gingrich Memorials of Middletown, a tribute to life.
Welcome back, Hershey Park Stadium. 16-10, Middletown with the lead over Manheim Central. Barons have the football, though, in Middletown territory at the 45-yard line. It's going to be a shotgun formation. Smoker has both running backs in the backfield with him. Twins near side, single wide out to the far side.
They like to throw the backs out of this, Steve.
They will throw it across the middle. And it is complete out to the 35-yard line, but hold everything. We got a flag. Lehman made the catch, but we have got a flag on the field.
Yeah, I think we're going to have hold. This is where holding usually is for Manheim Central. Right in the middle of the offensive line, holding Barons. Going to negate the game.
So this is going to march them back. probably back around their own 45, depending on where the spot of the foul is.
Yeah, Middletown, more towards the end of this second quarter of play, has been able to get a little bit more pressure on Smoker, and now the offensive lineman's starting to feel a little bit of the pressure as well. One of them reached up and grabbed one of the defenders for Middletown, giving Smoker the time he needed to find Lehman on that pass.
Clock is stopped at a minute six. Now it's counting in the opening half. Second down and about 24 for the Barons. Smoker in the shotgun has both backs in the backfield. He's looking to throw it. He'll throw the screen to Martin. Martin picks up a nice block at the 50. He's across the 40. He will be on his way to a touchdown. Cooper missed him at the 25-yard line, and Martin is into the end zone, and the Barons have tied the game.
And that worked for one reason, Steve. Middletown sent the blitz that time, and they got burned because Central called a pass play that works many times against the blitz. That's the screen pass. They send the guys deep. They set up the screen pass on the far side of the field. The only guy over there to try to stop the screen was Josh Otzel. He had three Barron blockers knocking him down. From there, Cooper had almost no chance. He had to try to force him out of bounds and instead wasn't able to do it. Touchdown, Barons.
Lentz in to kick the extra point, and it is right down the middle and almost on top of the stage back behind the goalpost. Garrett Hershey just powered that one in there, and Mannheim Central has taken the lead 17-16.
And Middletown, it's going to be important for them here to try to make sure they go into the locker room no worse than 17-16, because they're going to get the ball at the beginning of the third quarter. They get the opening kickoff to start the third, so that's important for them. But this is a team that, I mean, obviously, they've been right in this football game this entire first half. That's got to be a big confidence booster. The thing that's not a confidence booster is having something like that happen at the very end of the first half. They need to find a way to regroup at halftime, find a way to stop the five-wide formation, because, quite honestly, Mannheim's had it all their way anytime they've gone five-wide with Smoker.
Well, Lentz is set to kick the football off. Back to Middletown again. 44 seconds remaining in the first half. It's Mannheim Central 17, Middletown 16. Lentz is set to kick it, and here is the kickoff, a nice high end over end coming down, this time in the field of play. It's going to be taken. I believe that is either Schaefer, Gutschall, or Achenbach.
That's Achenbach. He didn't get much.
He was tackled right at the 15-yard line.
And that's where the deep kickoff helps them out, because it's a nice, high, deep kickoff, and it allows Achenbach time to catch the ball just in front of the end line, but also allows the defender time to get down and make the coverage.
All right, Middletown has a first down and 10. We're going to check in with Andy Cochran right after this play. Middletown will probably elect to sit on it anyway. Grigsby is going to come wide to the near side. I think Middletown just going to run the football or take a knee. Keating, under center with a split backfield. He will hand it off to Schaefer, and Schaefer will pick up just 1 yard on the carry. Now let's take it out to Andy Cochran out of West Shore Stadium. Andy?
All right, gentlemen, we've reached halftime with your score, West Perry 21, Central York nothing. West Perry's Musa Smith fumbled a football with 31 seconds remaining in the half at the Central York 5-yard line. That prevented West Perry from their fourth straight touchdown. Again, your score at halftime, 21-0 West Perry over Central York. Back to Hershey Park Stadium, Brian and Steve.
All right, thank you very much, Andy. And Middletown does not have to run another play, and this game has gone to halftime.
Yeah, and it's been everything we've expected so far. We expected a close game at halftime. That's what we've got in a one-point ball game. The only difference in the game right now, score-wise, is the fact that the missed extra point from Middletown on a bad snap has them down a point to Mannheim at the half.
All right, well, we'll step out. Stay tuned for the halftime show. Our score at the half. Mannheim Central 17, Middletown 16. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Klausman get a big return here. I mean, there have been, I believe, two kickoff returns for touchdowns this year against this Mannheim Central team, one by Garden Spot, one by Cedar Crest. So it is something that is exploitable as well.
Again, you got to remember one thing with that statistic, too. Sure, Mannheim Central has kicked off a lot more than Middletown this year.
Oh, that's true.
They get 96 points in a game here. And
yeah, but I don't think any run from Solanco is going to be a threat to run one back. So,
well, we're about set to get underway. Here's Lentz's kick to start the second half of play, and Lentz boots it 6 yards deep in the end zone. Middletown will start at their own 20.
It's just a great weapon to have if you have it, because you're assured every time of having the other team starting no further up the field than the 20-yard line. And Achenbach had no choice but to just let that sail over his head. Let's see what kind of adjustments Middletown has made offensively coming out of the halftime break.
Now Middletown will come out with a split backfield at their own 20-yard line. Now, of course, isn't sure which side to line up on. He comes to the near side. Now Cargill shuffles to the near side at the tight end position. Achenbach wing to the far side. Grigsby wide far side. And off course, cutting around the left side. Now tries to cut it back up the middle. Picks up 3 yards out to the 23.
That's important for Middletown, again, to get the running game started. And the way to do that is to mix things up with that running game, allowing Courts and Schaefer to alternate carries and use either side of the line, of the scrimmage line to your advantage.
Second down and 7 for Middletown at their own 23-yard line. Just underway here in the third quarter. It's Mannheim Central 17, Middletown 16. Keating in the shotgun. Running back in the backfield with him is Schaefer. Trips near side. Keating looking to throw it. Fires across the middle. Complete to Gronkowski, but he coughed up the football. And it is going to be called incomplete.
They never really had the football that time. And that's important for Middletown, because the ball was thrown just a little bit low, and Gronkowski was trying to get his feet underneath him.
Yes, I think he's got it.
And that was a nice play that time from Huber, though, as he technically had to cover both Pitchman that time and Smoker on that play, and he did all that he basically could do, which was try to bridge the gap between them, and as soon as Smoker tucked the ball and turned upfield, it went right at the legs, dove at him, and made the tackle. So even though they picked up the first down on that play, that's a nice play from Adrian Huber on the outside linebacker.
He's got the first down by about a third of the football. So with the ball at the Middletown 33-yard line, the Barons are looking to improve on their one-point lead, 3:45 remaining in the third quarter. They come out with a split backfield. Twins far side, single wide out to the near side is Bransby. And now we've got movement. Either Middletown or Mannheim Central. Middletown, a bunch of guys jumped offside.
Well, they're trying to be aggressive right now as Middletown, and you know, there's only so much you can do aggressive-wise. And three Blue Raiders jumping off sides that time on the hard snap count from Jeff Smoker. Anytime you've got a veteran quarterback, you can pull stuff like that. And the hard snap count, and Middletown knowing that they need to get some penetration from the defensive line, they jump off sides.
So it makes it a first down and 5 for the Barons. Split backfield, Twins far side, and Bransby again wide to the near side. They hand it off up the middle, and that is going to be Ober, I believe.
That's
Martin. And he will pick up 1, maybe 2 yards on the play. It'll be a second down and short situation, 3 yards to go for the Barons.
But still, good defensive play for Middletown, but because of the penalty, it shortens things up for the Barons and allows them to try to establish something inside and really give Middletown a couple looks that they haven't had to defense for a while as they run it up the middle. But Middletown, the defensive tackles, Songer, Adesian, and Daly, they have done an excellent job all game of shutting down the inside running.
Same formation for the Barons. Split backfield. Smoker this time back to pass, looking across the middle. Ball is tipped up, and Gutzel tried to dive for the interception, but just couldn't get it.
That's not a good pass that time for Smoker. One of the first bad passes he's thrown, he threw it behind his intended receiver, Lehman, that time. Lehman able to get a hand on it,
batted straight up in the air, and Gutschall just a little bit too late reacting to the tip that time from the safety position because he had to stay home in case Lehman caught the ball because he was going to be the last line of defense. Just because of that, that's the reason Gutschall was not quite able to get over for the interception.
Third down and three for Manheim Central. The Middletown 28-yard line.
And they love running the option on this play.
They will hand it off up the middle, and that is going to be Ober, and he is just pushing the pile forward down to the 21-yard line. Pickup of 5 or 6 yards for Ober, and Manheim Central's got a first down.
Well, you got to pick your poison if you're Middletown, and Ober's been the guy who hasn't done much in the game, so you rely on your defensive line to take care of him, and for the first time tonight, they weren't able to stop Ober, and the right side of the offensive line finally got some penetration downfield.
First and 10 for the Barons at the Middletown 21-yard line, 8:22 remaining third quarter. Manheim Central 17, Middletown 16 here in the District 3 AAA semifinal. Smoker back to pass. Plenty of time now. He gets some pressure. Has to run. Karate can't get him. Another guy can't get him. And now Middletown finally tackles him down at the 15-yard line. Otzel and Quartz is there, and we've got an injured Middletown player. I think that is Ortiz.
J.J. Ortiz came down hard on the right shoulder that time, and that's where he's grabbing right now.
And I don't see his right arm moving that much. Maybe he popped out his shoulder. That's a possibility. Again, that's speculation. But our Tom Mack is down around the field. He will check things out. We are going to take an injury timeout. 7:59 remaining in the third quarter. It is Manheim Central 17, Middletown 16. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
James R. Gingrich Memorials is a proud supporter of high school athletics. James R. Gingrich Memorials has a wide variety of quality memorials that are guaranteed in both quality and workmanship. They have granite memorials, and you can see their indoor and outdoor displays at 568 North Union Street in Middletown. The Gingrich family has been in the memorial business since 1921. That's Gingrich Memorials of Middletown, a tribute to life.
And welcome back, Hershey Park Stadium. J.J. Ortiz walks off the field. And I'm sure our Tom Mack will be checking out the injury to Ortiz here shortly. Second down and three for the Barons. Ball is at the Middletown 14-yard line. Split backfield, Ober and Martin. Smoker, back to pass, looking to throw across the middle. He's got a man complete in the end zone. Touchdown. That is Josh Sibbis. A 14-yard touchdown strike, and Manheim Central's up 23-16.
You can't give Smoker that much time to throw the football. The pass rush didn't get there. And Gutschall, he's a guy again. He's the safety man. He normally doesn't have to play as much coverage as he has today. Played back on that one. Sibbis able to make the cut inside. Just a short little post route that time, and he got open inside in front of Gutschall for the touchdown.
Lentz is in to tack on the extra point for Manheim Central. The snap, the hold, the kick is up, and the kick is good. So we will step out with 7:39 remaining in the third quarter. It's Manheim Central 24, Middletown 16. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Glassmeyer Printing Company of Middletown is a proud supporter of high school athletics. Glassmeyer Printing has a complete assortment of wedding invitations. They also do business cards, flyers, letterhead stationery, business forms, and much more. Glassmeyer Printing Company also offers faxing service. That's Glassmeyer Printing Company, 209 Pine Street in Middletown. Their number is 944-9491. That's 944-9491.
Welcome back, Hershey Park Stadium. Steve Leedy along with Brian Kaiser. 7:39 remaining in the third quarter. It is Manheim Central 24, Middletown 16.
And those points coming off of the third interception thrown by Kyle Keating in this game. And he's had it rough the last few series for Middletown because they are telegraphing their passes a little bit more. And the last time when they threw the wheel pattern, they tried to find Achenbach, but it was among four Manheim Baron defenders.
Gutschall able to return this kickoff, catches it at the 1, and he will be submarined at the 10-yard line. Great special teams play that time from the Barons, and Middletown starting back at their own 11.
Yeah, Blue Raiders need something big to happen here. And unfortunately for them, the running game probably isn't going to be where it happens because they have, again, been unable to get the running game on track right now. So it is going to be up to Kyle Keating, and this is where the junior needs to show his poise. He's thrown 3 interceptions. One of the things Mike Dungy has said about him is the way he shakes things off like that.
They'll hand it off to Quartz, running around the near side, and he is tackled right there by Jason Sachs, a 6'3", 255-pound junior for the Barons. It's got to be a loss of 1 yard for Quartz, and Middletown will have a second and 11.
He's a big boy, no question about that. And Sachs got around his defender, and Central now, they are not afraid of the Middletown running game, and they are expecting Middletown to run the ball on first down because the play-action passing that Middletown did in the first quarter has gone away. They've gone exclusively trying to run the ball, and it forces a passing situation on a second and long.
Second and 7, Keating in the shotgun. Schaefer in the backfield, trips far side. Gronkowski to the near side. Keating looking to throw it, and he underthrows Grigsby. It will be third and long for the Raiders.
That was a very tentative pass, Steve. Kyle Keating, you can see he has lost a little bit of confidence back there right now. He tried to guide that right where he wanted the football, and Grigsby never really got near it. And Kyle just has to try to shake off those interceptions, forget all about them, and attempt at this point to find an open receiver. Just throw the ball. Don't aim the ball. Just throw the ball and see what you can do. And in Middletown, interesting, Steve, Tim Gutschall, into the ball game right now at receiver. He is the backup quarterback for this team.
Keating in the shotgun. Now Middletown showing the 5-wide formation. Trips near side, twins far side. Keating looking to throw it to the far side, and his intended receiver was Achenbach. It was overthrown. Achenbach got absolutely planted by Lehman, and Middletown will be forced to punt. Now let's take it out to West Shore Stadium. Check in with Andy Cochran.
Guys, we've reached the end of the third quarter play with your score. West Perry 35, Central York nothing. Again, your score at the end of the third, West Perry 35, Central York nothing. Back to Hershey Park Stadium, Brian and Steve.
All right, thank you, Andy. Our score here, Mannheim Central 24, Middletown 16, with 6:41 remaining in the third quarter. Middletown does a quick 3-and-out. They are forced to punt the football. Keating standing back at his own goal line. He will get this one away. It's a low kick, and it will take a Middletown bounce at the 40, bounces back to the 50. Sibbis will pick it up there, and he will be tackled at the Middletown 44-yard line. So, again, the Barons used Lentz to set up the field position. Their defense stops Middletown 3-and-out. Middletown lost a yard. Now they start on the Middletown side of the field.
And again, Steve, this is, again, what we mentioned at the beginning of the third quarter. Middletown has to find a way to win where the ball is. The field position battle is going to Mannheim Central. They have started on the Mannheim side, on the Middletown side of the field yet again.
All right, we'll check in with Tom Mack after this play. First down and 10 for the Barons. Five wide formation. Trips near side, twins far side. Smoker looks to the far side. He's got his man. That is Martin, I believe. Complete down inside the 30. To the 29-yard line. Now let's take it down to Tom Mack.
Thank you, Brian. Update on Middletown linebacker J.J. Ortiz. He bruised his elbow and upper arm, but he'll be back very shortly, back upstairs.
All right, thank you very much, Tom. Mannheim Central now down to the Middletown 28-yard line.
And Steve, they need to, they haven't adjusted that 5-wide. I mean, Benny Quartz again that time jumped the receiver to the inside, and the defender to the slot man went along with the same man that time.
Smoker looking to throw on first down and 10, looks across the middle, and it's incomplete. He overthrew Bronson Gans. Actually, Gutschall had a better shot at it, but he couldn't come up with it. Incomplete, second down and 10. For Mannheim Central.
I was surprised at that pass, Steve, because Smoker had all
day to throw the football back there. Middletown unable to get any pressure, but they had excellent coverage in the secondary that time. They ran that same little pick play on the far side of the field, and this time Middletown defended it very well. Smoker couldn't go there, tried to go deep down the field, but everybody was covered downfield and overthrew Bronx very badly.
Five wide set from the Barons again. Trips near side. Twins far side. We've got a flag thrown at the line of scrimmage before this play gets off.
Middletown pointing over at the Barons here. And I think we're going to mark them back five.
And that will be the call. It's a false start against the Barons. Pushes it back to the 33-yard line. 6:05 remaining in the third quarter. It's Manheim Central 24. Middletown 16 in a game where Middletown scored the first 10 points of this game, but Central has rallied back.
And Middletown needs a big play here. Somebody needs to step up defensively and make a stop, either an interception or maybe even a pick here.
Second and 15, Smoker looking to throw. Quick throw to the near side. That is Gans, and he will have it at the 28-yard line. Makes up the yards that they lost on the false start penalty.
That Smoker there checking off at the line of scrimmage because he noticed that Gams that time had no one lined up against him defensively. They ran the short little hitch pattern to the slot man. And fortunately for Middletown, the linebackers over there, Adrian Huber and also I believe that's Schaefer in there right now, a linebacker, able to react and move over and make the play on Gams even though nobody was actually lined up to cover him.
Now Smoker up under center with Ober in the backfield, twins to either side. Smoker looking to throw the football, looking down the middle, has plenty of time. Will float it out to Lehman, and Lehman's got it at the 18-yard line. It should be good enough for a Manheim Central first down.
That's a play that takes a long, long time to develop because they had to swing Lehman all the way underneath from the far side of the field all the way to the near side of the field. And, I mean, he wasn't the intended receiver right away. I mean, Smoker had to look off a couple other guys who were well covered, but it took Lehman to run all the way from one side to the other side of the field till he finally got open, and Smoker able to find him. And a good catch from Lehman. He's 6'4", and needed all of that to reach up and snare that ball.
So it's first down and 10 for the Barons at the Middletown 18-yard line. Split backfield. That's Ober and Martin, twins far side, and Bransby is wide to the near side. We've got penalty flags on the snap, and we'll see what happens this time.
That's going to be against Middletown. They jumped again. The hard snap count from Jeff Smoker, and again the senior quarterback has forced another encroachment penalty against the Blue Raider defense. You have to try to find ways to get in the backfield if you're the Middletown defensive line because they haven't been able to put quite enough pressure on Smoker in this game. And they're trying to find any advantage that they possibly can at this point, and that's why that play is so effective, that hard count, because the defense is trying to gain any advantage they can because they have not been able to get any pressure on him.
Double wing formation now. It's Sibbis getting it on the end around, and he will be submarined by Achenbach. Picked up maybe 1 yard on the carry.
Achenbach just fell down. Sibbis had to hurdle over top of him. He actually got blocked into the hole that time. And when Achenbach fell down, Sibbis, that was the hole that he was trying to cut back over top of, and he just couldn't quite keep his balance trying to hurdle over Achenbach there. So fortunate for Middletown, that play actually worked.
Second down and 4 for Manheim Central at the Middletown 12-yard line. Split backfield, twins far side. Single wide out to the near side. Smoker, again, trying the hard count, trying to draw Middletown off sides. Cannot do it. Takes a snap. Rolls far side. Looking end zone. Touchdown. They're calling it a touchdown.
He never caught the ball.
I don't know if he caught that ball either.
He never caught the ball, Steve. The ball came shooting out as soon as he hit the ground. They're going to say he was forced out of bounds by Gutshall, but at the same time, he never caught the football.
So Sibbis gets the touchdown and lends in to kick the extra point.
That ball came popping out of there, Steve.
And we've got a penalty flag here on the extra point attempt. 30-16 is the score on the scoreboard, but Lentz is in to attempt an extra point to possibly make it a 15-point game with 3:31 remaining in the third quarter. Penalty is against Mannheim Central. We'll march it back five, just make Lentz's extra point 5 yards longer.
Yeah, they say the ground can't cause a fumble, but if the first thing you hit is the ground, it most certainly can cause the fumble. And I don't think his feet were in.
So Lentz will tee it up now from the 15-yard line, so it's a 25-yard extra point. The snap, the hold, the kick is up. And the kick is no good. He missed it to the right. So we will step out. 3:31 remaining in the third quarter. It's Mannheim Central 30, Middletown 16. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The winning team of Mechanic Savings Bank has free checking. Mechanic Savings Bank on Spring Garden Drive has no minimum balance free checking, and if you're 55 or older, even the checks are free. It's Middletown's winning banker, Mechanic Savings Bank on Spring Garden Drive in Lower Swatara Township. Mechanic Savings Bank, proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics.
Welcome back, Hershey Park Stadium. Mannheim Central has just taken a 14-point lead on, again, a questionable catch by Sibbis as the ball came squirting free as soon as he landed. Hard to say if whether he had control of the football or not.
I mean, we don't have the best vantage point, but I'll tell you what, that ball came flying out of there as soon as he made any contact whatsoever, and the first contact he made with the ground was when that ball came out of there.
And it looked like it was out of bounds when he made first contact.
Exactly, and in high school football, you are allowed to force the player out of bounds. This is not the pros where they can call that a play was forced out of bounds. They have to catch the ball in bounds, and I can't see how Sibbis got in.
Lentz kicks a low squibber down the middle of the field. Gutschall will take it at the nine. He's trying to find a crease up the middle, but runs into a big pile of players, and he will be stopped right at the 20-yard line. Now let's take it out to West Shore Stadium. Check in with Andy Cochran.
All right, gentlemen, with 8:42 remaining in the football game, West Perry jumps out to a 42-0 lead over Central York. The West Perry touchdown here in the fourth quarter coming off a Matt Galinsky, 10-yard quarterback keeper. Galinsky, the backup quarterback to Swigert, gets the touchdown, a 10-yard carry for Galinsky, and 42-0 is your score. 8:42 remaining in the fourth quarter. Back to Hershey Park Stadium, Brian and Steve.
All right, thank you very much, Andy. Middletown on first down and 10. Quartz running around the left side, picks up about 3 or 4 yards. He'll be second, and we'll call it 7 for Middletown.
Steve, just saw the replay on that Sibbis touchdown, and I do stand corrected. It was a catch. He did get his foot down on the side of the touchdown, and he did come down out of bounds. I didn't see how he could have gotten his foot down, but he was able to drag his foot in. A great catch from Sibbis on the far side for the touchdown.
Second down and 6 for Middletown. Keating back to pass, looking for Gretkowski on the quick pattern out in the flats, and Gretkowski able to pick up a first down, pickup of 9 yards. Let's take it down onto the field and check in with Tom Mack.
Thank you, gentlemen. A change of prognosis on J.J. Ortiz, the trainer, Mr. Kingsborough, has now said that he will not be coming back in. And, of course, a change earlier, it was decided that he would, but now he's out for the game. Back to you.
All right. Thank you very much, Tom. So Middletown will be without the services of J.J. Ortiz for the rest of the game. Middletown just picked up a first down on that completion to Gretkowski, first and 10 for Middletown at their own 34-yard line. Backs are split, Achenbach wing near side. It's the counter crisscross play, and Achenbach not able to get too much up the middle that time. He couldn't carry it to the wide side of the field, able to pick up 3 yards on the play.
I mean, the important thing here, Steve, is that Middletown offense is keeping Mannheim Central off the field for a little bit. They have to find a way to put points on the board, though, here on this drive. They can't afford to be down 14 points and give the ball back to the Barons. They need to get on the scoreboard on this drive.
It's a double wing formation, a wing back to both sides. That's Achenbach and Quartz. Now Achenbach goes in motion. They fake the handoff to Achenbach. Looking across the middle to Grigsby. It's complete. Out at the 48-yard line.
That's a good play call that time, Steve. They ran two players, both Cargill and Courts, deep down the field to the middle of the field to draw the coverage away, and they swung Grigsby, the wide receiver, in underneath that coverage on a shallow post that time, and he was able to make the reception. A nice pass from Kyle Keating.
First down and 10 for Middletown at their own 48-yard line. Same formation, double wing set. Shaver the single setback. Now here comes Achenbach. He will get the handoff, and he will try to cut it back up the middle, and he will run into a white wall of Mannheim Central players, and he will be tackled right at the line of scrimmage. And they're going to give him forward progress to pick up 1 yard, but nothing that time for Andy Achenbach to run to.
Yeah, he had to cut it back because there was good pursuit that time and containment on the end that time from Sachs, and he forced that play back inside.
Second down and 9 for Middletown at their own 49. Wide out to the near side is Gretkowski. Keating will be looking for him, and Gretkowski couldn't come up with a football.
Hey, it was in between two players that time, Lehman, and also the defensive linebacker that time. Keller had dropped off into coverage, and Gretkowski that time just trying to do a little bit too much before he caught the football because he saw the hole between the two of them and tried to run to that before he made the catch.
50 seconds left in the third quarter. It's Mannheim Central 30, Middletown 16. The Raiders have a third down and 9 at their own 49-yard line. Keating in the shotgun, trips far side, single wide out. To the near side is Grigsby. Mannheim Central with a lot of secondary help here. The quick slant into Grigsby, and he's got it. He's got the first down for Middletown at the 40-yard line.
Tell you what, Brandon Bosch that time was molesting Grigsby on that entire play. He didn't let go of him the entire time that ball was in the air, and Grigsby still came down with the catch. And Ryan Grigsby has just been huge this year for Middletown, Steve. Whenever they need a big catch, Grigsby, four out of five times, is the guy that Kyle Keating goes to. Gretkowski has made some big catches as well, but in key situations, a lot of times, Grigsby's the guy who has the bullseye on his jersey.
Split backfield now. Schaefer goes into motion to the far side. It's the pitch play to Courts. Courts trying to turn the corner, trying to use his speed, gets around everybody but the last guy there, and that was Smoker making the tackle on Courts. And Courts will pick up about 3 yards on the carry.
And Jeff Smoker makes the tackle there. This is a guy who has not played defense all season long for Mannheim Central in the playoff game. They throw him in there in the defensive secondary, and he's played a whale of a game.
Well, that play was the last play of the third quarter. Our score at the end of 3, Mannheim Central 30, Middletown 16. Back with the fourth quarter after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Newcomer Oil Corporation presents Pacific Pride, a convenient way to purchase gasoline and diesel fuel in Middletown. Pacific Pride is open 24 hours a day, and it's simple to use. Just use the Pacific Pride fuel card, fuel up your automobile, and be on your way. You also receive monthly discounts on your fuel statement. Pacific Pride is located on the corner of Emaw and Adelia Streets in Middletown. For information on Pacific Pride, you can reach Newcomer Oil at 944-5251.
Henderson Tarbs at the rear of 8 Ann Street in Middletown has quality canvas and vinyl products. They sell boat covers, pickup truck covers, pool covers, and awnings. They even have a repair department. Henderson Tarbs at the rear of 8 Ann Street in Middletown. 944-5865. That's 944-5865. Henderson Tarps, a proud supporter of high school athletics.
Stadium, Steve Leader along with Brian Kaiser. Beginning of the fourth quarter of play, Middletown has the football at the Mannheim Central 37-yard line. It's second down and 7.
Their best drive in quite some time as well, Steve, as they move the ball all the way to the 37-yard line of Mannheim Central in a very time-consuming drive here.
Split backfield, Keating looking to throw the football. He will throw it to no one that time as Grigsby cut off his pattern, and looks like Keating thought it was a fade to the far side. And it's incomplete.
A little miscommunication there from Middletown out of the quarter break. And I think that was dictated as well by the fact that there was good bump and run coverage that time on Grigsby. He never really got a chance to get off the line of scrimmage. Had to break off the pattern, and Keating, it's a timing pattern, so he had already thrown the football.
Third down and 7 for Middletown at the Mannheim Central 37-yard line. Keating straight back to pass. Looking for the screen, gets it to Schaefer. Schaefer has no blockers, but is able to rumble for the first down. Still on his feet, inside the 25, inside the 20, and out of bounds at the 12-yard line.
That's a kid with heart. That's a kid with heart right there, Steve, because he should have been stopped short of the first down. He ran over the first guy, had another guy hit him just after the first down marker, and just bowled him over. Adam Schaefer just showing the heart of a lion in there, and he picks up a huge first down for the Blue Raiders.
Did a tremendous job of keeping his balance.
That's only his fourth catch of the year, too, Steve. His fourth catch of the year, he had three catches for 13 yards coming in, and Schaefer slips out of the backfield that time and picks up a huge first down to keep Middletown in it.
So Middletown has it first down and 10 at the Mannheim Central 12. Keating in the shotgun this time. He will hand it off to Schaefer. Schaefer running to the left side and tries to cut back up the middle of the field. Picks up only a yard. It'll be second and 9.
That time they tried to cross them up and spread out the formation, trying to take advantage of the power of Schaefer that time in the backfield. But the one drawback to that play is Schaefer's not the quickest guy in the backfield, and out of the shotgun he has a lot longer to run up to the line of scrimmage. It allowed the Barons to make the play and get in there and stop him for a short gain.
Second and 9 for Middletown at the Mannheim Central 11. Single setback Schaefer. Keating's going to roll out to the near side. Throws the ball into the end zone. Complete touchdown. Mike Gretkowski at Middletown is back in this football game.
That's what they needed to do. We said they needed to score on that drive, and they found a way to do it. This team has shown great heart and great staying power all season long. Anytime the chips have been down, they have found a way to respond. And right there, an excellent drive for the Middletown offense. Now they just have to find a way to stop Jeff Smoker, and they also need to make this extra point.
Cooper in for the Raiders to try to kick the extra point. This would make it a 7-point game. There's the snap, the hold, the kick is up on the way, and it is right down the middle. We will step out. 11:01 left to play in the contest. It's Mannheim Central 30, Middletown 23. The Raiders aren't done yet. We'll be back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Walt Eby Real Estate is Middletown's oldest real estate firm. Buying or selling a home? Your hometown team of realtors can be found at Walt Eby Real Estate. They offer buyer or seller representation and property management. And you can surf for turf on the World Wide Web at www.walteby.com. That's Walt Eby Real Estate of Middletown, 948-3800. That's 948-3800.
Welcome back, Hershey Park Stadium. Mannheim Central leads 30-23. Let's take it down on the field to Tom Mack.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. And I got to tell you, right in the middle of that third quarter, the mood here was as low as I've seen it the whole season, but the team just didn't give up. They didn't give up as bad as it got, and right now they're believing that they can still win this game. Back to you.
All right, thank you very much, Tom. Let's see if Middletown can carry this offensive momentum onto the defensive side of the field to try to stop Jeff Smoker and his Baron offense.
Well, that's what they need to use right now. They need to use anything they possibly can to keep Smoker off the field and maybe try to force a turnover somewhere.
Kickoff is taken by Gonzalez. Gonzalez finds a seam in the kick return team, gets out to the 40-yard line. So a nice return by Ray Gonzalez, and Mannheim Central starting out near the center of the field at their own 40.
That's partially because Middletown went down there, and they were looking to make a big hit, and no one clogged any holes that time, and Central did a good job of calling the right return that time. They called a return to the right side of the field, blocked it extremely well, found and opened up a crease for Gonzalez.
The Mannheim Central will come out to their bread and butter tonight, the five wide. Smoker in the shotgun. Smoker with plenty of time. Looking to throw deep down the far side. It's incomplete. He was looking for Sibbis, but he threw it out of bounds.
Good coverage from Middletown that time. Everybody who was out in the pattern that time had a guy right on him. And even though Smoker had a ton of time to throw the football, nobody ever came open. And finally, he just ran out of time.
10:48 left on the clock. Mannheim Central 30, Middletown 23. Mannheim Central has the football.
A defensive stop here, Steve, would be absolutely huge for the morale of the Blue Raider team. I mean, they're already sky high after the touchdown, but now they need a big stop.
Twins far side, single wide out to the near side is Bransby. Backs are in the backfield along with Smoker, who's in the shotgun. Smoker looking down the middle of the field, overthrew Sibbis, incomplete.
He was way off target on the last two passes he's thrown now, Steve. And this is a huge opportunity for the Blue Raiders as the fans now come to their feet. And this is as vocal as we've seen them for quite some time in this game. And the Middletown faithful and the fans, Kyle Keating's down there waving and motioning, trying to get the Middletown faithful up to help them out on this third down play. This is as big a play as any we've seen in this game.
Third down and 10 for the Barons at their own 40-yard line. Split backfield. Twins far side. Bransby is wide to the near side. Smoker under center. He will have the option play, and he will not pick up the first down. He will pick up five. It will be fourth down and five.
You know, Steve, as soon as they came up and they weren't five wide, you knew what was coming. You knew they were going to try the option, and Middletown defensed it well. Adrian Huber, he's been an unsung hero defensively this year for the Blue Raiders, and right there in that situation, forced Smoker back to the inside where his help was, and they were able to make the tackle short of the first down.
Robin Burkholder in to punt the football. Achenbach is deep for the Raiders. There's the snap. Middletown gets a little bit of pressure, but he gets the punt away, and Achenbach has to let this one go. It will bounce, and it will stop right at the 18-yard line. So the Middletown offense takes the field down by 7 points here in the fourth quarter. You can't ask for anything more than that.
Oh, definitely not. This has been everything that we were hoping this football game would be. We thought it would be close, but I'll tell you what, coming in here, if you would have told me that there would be 53 points on the board at this point, I'd tell you that Middletown would probably be behind by quite a bit because I didn't think they could win a shootout or even be in a shootout. But the offense has played very well tonight and taken advantage of the opportunities that they've had.
So the Raiders have it at their own 18-yard line. Single setback is Schaefer. He will get the give up the middle. Finds some room. Has it across the 25-yard line. Nice pickup for Adam Schaefer. He's got about 9 yards in the carry. It'll be second down and short for the Raiders.
You know, Stephen, this is what we saw in the West Perry game. Speaking of that, we're going to go out there after this play. But in the West Perry game, the Middletown offensive line, it took them a while. But once they hit the fourth quarter, they were able to run block and open holes for Schaefer and Courts. And in this situation with this much time on the clock, you've got to keep running the football and continue to try to pound and keep Smoker off the field.
Second down and one for Middletown. Single setback is Schaefer. Achenbach in motion. It's going to be the wing back sweep, and he is going to be tackled in the backfield. It's going to be third down and two. Now let's take it out to West Shore Stadium, check in with Andy Cochran.
Quickly, gentlemen, I have a final for you. 40-0 your final score, West Perry over Central York. And I'll have a complete wrap-up for you on the post-game show. Again, your final 42-0, West Perry over Central York. Back to Hershey Park Stadium, Brian and Steve.
All right, thank you very much, Andy. And
York League.
Yeah, the York League not looking too good after Central gets pounded by West Perry tonight. Third down and two. Big play in this game for Middletown at their own 27 split backfield. It's going to be a handoff to Schaefer. Schaefer following his block, and he is going to have the first down, it looks like.
He's got it. He's right at the 29-yard line, and the chains, he had to get to the 28-and-a-half.
Let's look at the spot, and it looks will be. They are going to measure.
They're going to measure for effect. They're going to measure for effect. I think that's all this is. Kyle Keating says they haven't. He hasn't been wrong all season.
Well, the stick is short of the 29-yard line, and this ball looks like it's well past the 29-yard line.
They got an extra chain link if they don't. My eyes aren't that bad. They had it easily that time. And the reason they had it was because they ran to the left side of the line. They ran an unbalanced line to the left that time. And Mannheim Central did not adjust that time at all defensively. They didn't rotate at all. And because of that, Middletown was able to overpower them to the strong side of the football.
First down and 10 for the Raiders.
Good
move. Their own 30.
They're going to unbalance the line again.
Schaefer alone in the backfield. Keating rolls out, looking to throw the football. Throws the ball deep, and it's Gretkowski, and it's incomplete. Gretkowski is going to complain to the officials that he was interfered with.
Now,
but both players were going for the ball.
He's upset because he couldn't make the swan dive catch that time because Ray Gonzalez made a gorgeous play defensively that time. He was able to time his jump perfectly along with Gretkowski, and Gretkowski was open, but the ball just fluttered just a little bit, and it allowed Gonzalez to run that one down and make the knockdown there. It's a good play call for Middletown because Mannheim Central was definitely looking run there, and it was a good time to try to take a shot downfield.
Second down and 10 for the Raiders at their own 30-yard line. Cargill switches to the far side, split backfield. Wing back on the near side is Eichenbach. Rigsby wide near side. Handoff, Quartz looking to sweep it to the near side, and he will be stopped after a pickup of just 2, maybe 3 yards. And it's going to bring up an important 3rd down and 7 for the Raiders.
And obviously you're in a situation where you're going to have to throw the football. And who do they look for in key situations? That would be Rigsby. And we'll see where he lines up this time on the field. The question is, do you use him on a quick slant? That has been an effective pass for them all game long, as the timing is has been very good between Keating and his receivers.
Keating has to try to get Middletown to quiet up a little bit. Split backfield here on 3rd down and 7. Looking to the far side of the field, and he overthrew his man. And we've got a late penalty flag throw.
Definitely. Jeff Smoker laid a shot on Rigsby as he was coming across the field, and the ball was a good 5 yards behind the play. That's a 15-yard penalty and a dumb play by the senior here from Mannheim Central.
That's pass interference is the official call against Smoker, and the ball was well overthrown. If this was in the NFL, it would be an uncatchable ball.
Well, the other thing is, if they're going to call pass interference, I thought they were calling the unsportsmanlike there against Smoker because that was a late shot there. But if it's pass interference, that's going to be against the defensive back that time, and that would have meant that he held him off the line of scrimmage and never allowed Rigsby to make a cut whatsoever. Big change of direction there for Middletown because they would have had to punt.
Middletown comes out, 1st down and 10 at their own 48-yard line, split backfield. Eichenbach wing to the far side. It's going to be a handoff, sweep, Quartz running around the near side, nothing.
Big shot that time. Strickler held him up, and Sibbes finished him off. That's a good job by the right side of the Mannheim Central defense. And again, Middletown has been trying to run Quartz left all game long, and he has not found much yardage at all, just 25 yards rushing tonight for Vinny Quartz.
Got 11 carries in the game, and one thing's been pretty much stable this entire game. Really, neither Middletown nor Mannheim Central, with the exception of some Jeff Smoker quarterback keepers, the running game hasn't been working for either team. 2nd down And we'll call it 9 at the 49-yard line of Middletown. The Raiders trail by 7, have the football, split backfield, play action. Looking down the middle, Achenbach wide open at the 35-yard line, and he's tackled at the 25. 26-yard pass play from Keating to Achenbach, and Middletown's down at the Manheim Central 24.
And they're taking advantage of Jeff Smoker right now. That time, Smoker was cheating so far over on the wide receiver that time. I think it was Gratkowski who was in the game. He was cheating so far over to Gratkowski, they just ran the wingman, Achenbach, straight down the middle of the field, and Smoker got burned because he's got to pick up that deep middle. And because he was so concerned about the receiver, he forgot his assignment. Again, this is a guy who has not played defense all season long. They've got him at safety, and Middletown took advantage of him there.
Midway through the fourth quarter, 30-23 Central leads Middletown by a touchdown. Pitch to Courts. Courts makes a couple moves, gets a nice run on the far side. He's going to have about 8 yards down to the 17.
And again, Steve, I haven't been able to belabor this point much because I've forgotten about it, but Middletown is, again, mostly running to the strength of their offensive line instead of running to the weakness of Manheim Central. This is another play, one of the few they've run to the right side of the offensive side, and another big game for them running the football.
Second down and 2 for Middletown at the 17-yard line of Manheim Central. Schaefer up the middle, and he's going to have a first down at the 14-yard line.
He's going to be close. I think they may have to measure this one, Steve.
I don't know. I think he's got this one. Yeah, they're not going to measure. He's got it.
I thought he had it, but, I mean, I thought they might. If they had to measure the last one, this was at least that close.
First down and 10 for Middletown.
And notice how they're doing this, Steve. They are running the football. They are mixing the pass and the run and taking advantage of the opportunities that the Barron defense is allowing them to have. And because of that, not only they're keeping themselves on the field driving for a score, but they're keeping Manheim Central's offense off the field.
Split backfield. First down and 10 from the Barron's 14-yard line. Handoff, Schaefer. Schaefer's trying the left side. He'll get it down to the 10. Four-yard pickup for Adam Schaefer.
Again, that's all heart there, Steve, because he got met right around the 13-yard line and just drove the defender back another 3 yards. Adam Schaefer running some hard yards here, only up to 34 yards in the game, but he's run some big plays, a big pass reception on the last drive, only his fourth catch of the year, and had a huge play on that one. And Middletown wants timeout.
Middletown wants timeout. We'll take one as well. 4:23 remaining in the game. It's Manheim Central 30, Middletown 23, but the Raiders are on the 10-yard line. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Middletown Pharmacy wants to be your pharmacy. Fast, efficient, and professional prescription service from pharmacists you know like Chuck Cray, Chris Conforti, and Sherry Gunther. Conveniently located inside Fox's Market, Middletown Pharmacy is able to fill almost all insurance or HMO prescriptions. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. till 7 p.m., Saturday, 9 to 2. That's Middletown Pharmacy, 944-1640.
Welcome back, Hershey Park Stadium. Steve Levy along with Brian Kaiser. 4:23 remaining in this game. It's Manheim Central 30, Middletown 23. The Raiders have it at the Manheim Central 10-yard line, second down and 7.
And they found something they haven't had all game long, and that's a running game. All of a sudden, the offensive line is doing the old 3 yards in a pile of dust kind of thing. And, Schaefer, 4 yards on that last first down, gives them a good opportunity on second down here.
Second and 7. Split backfield for the Raiders. Now Schaefer goes into motion to the far side. He will join Gronkowski over there. It's a pitch to Courts. And Courts is hammered right away in the backfield. Loss of 2 yards on the play.
They ran right into the blitz. Justin Keller came in from the outside linebacker, and I was worried as soon as they went in motion that time. I knew what play was being called. That's that quick pitch to Course. And one of the important things about the quick pitch is you want to try to fool the defense.
That had no chance of pulling the defense. There wasn't enough other options, and they blitzed right into it.
Third down and nine. Gronkowski in the game to the far side. Grigsby is not in. Split backfield. Play action. Keating looking to throw across the middle. Ball is tipped, and it's incomplete. Fourth down coming up for the Raiders.
And obviously you've got to go for it here. I mean, you may not get another chance to get this close, and a field goal right now only does the only thing a field goal does for you here would be to get you within four, which means with a touchdown you win the game if you get it back. Middletown obviously has to go here, and the question is, do you just go for the first down or do you go for the end zone? And Grigsby is not in the game, Steve.
No, he most certainly is not. Double wing. Achenbach now in motion to the near side, giving him trips. Keating, big rush, looking to throw it, does, and it's incomplete. He was looking for Gronkowski in the corner of the end zone, and it's incomplete, and the Barons will take over the football.
Your go-to guy all season long, Steve, has been Ryan Grigsby, and he's on the sideline. You know, and you know that you're going to throw the football here. I mean, why don't you put your two best receivers in the game? You've got the killer G's. You've been bragging about them all season long, and one of them's on the sideline on the biggest play of the year. I don't get it. It's disappointing to me that that's what happened in that case, but now the Middletown defense has to find a way to hold.
Manheim Central with 3 minutes and 37 seconds left. Have the football, and Smoker... Rather, hands it off to Ober. Loss of a couple yards. Timeout called by Middletown. We're going to keep it right here. Let's
go back to that play call. And, you know, Steve, you wait all season for a play like that on third down and long. Fourth down and about 8 yards to go for the first down. 14 to go for the touchdown. And, I mean, they had Gronkowski to the wide side, and they had a double wing formation with Courts and Achenbach. And if you take a look at the stats from the season, you've got guys in there. I mean, Achenbach's got great hands, but Vinny Courts, he does have good hands, but is he the guy you want in there in that situation instead of Grigsby? Grigsby, your leading receiver on the season with 27 catches. Quartz has three. I mean, you're not going to fool anybody. They're not going to think you're running the football. Get your best personnel in the football game, and Middletown didn't do it there. And that's the disappointing part about the play call there, is because Grigsby was on the sideline on an obvious passing situation for Middletown.
Unless there's something that we don't see, maybe an injury, but Grigsby is standing on the sideline. Second down and 11 for Manheim Central. They will hand it off to Sibbis. Sibbis looking to break free. He gets out to the 20-yard line. They're going to be close to a first down on the end around to Sibbis. He picks up 10 yards. And I don't know if I'm Middletown. I don't know if I used my last timeout here.
No, definitely not, because if they get a first down, you're in trouble at that point. So you save that last timeout, and you take the chance that your defense, and you hope that Manheim Central does something stupid here, which would be a run right up the middle. That's the only place Middletown has had consistent pressure and a way to stop them, and that is up the middle when they go to Ober.
I'd say look out for Smoker on the rollout option.
I would think so at this point. You probably would have to go with Smoker.
Smoker will try right up the middle.
He's got it.
And he's got the first down.
And Middletown made a mistake that time because they came up and they didn't have anybody lined up on the nose. And in a short yarded situation like that with a quarterback as good as Jeff Smoker running the football, you have got to put somebody on the nose of the football to take away a quarterback sneak. They went right up the gut because Middletown didn't have it blocked. They didn't have it defensed that time.
So the Barons move the sticks, and with 2:20 remaining in the game, Middletown with one timeout, you can bet that Manheim Central will be doing nothing but running the football here and trying to wind that clock down. Smoker hands it off. Martin. Martin looking up the middle, and he'll get up a few yards out to the 27-yard line. And that clock will continue to run.
And Middletown will hold on to it here because they didn't call it immediately there. And if you're not going to call it immediately, you don't use it. So they try to stop them there on first down a little bit, on second down, and then you see what you have left. And maybe use the timeout after this play or on third down.
Manheim Central is going to come out with twins to the near side, split backfield behind the quarterback, Jeff Smoker. Handoff, Martin. He will be met by Quartz, and Quartz barely holds on. Martin able to pick up 5 yards, and it's going to be third down and two. And Middletown will use its final timeout here with 1:15 remaining in the game. Bottom line is, the Raiders have to stop them here on third down and short.
Yeah, they don't stop them here, and that's the game, and the season for that matter. Take this opportunity to thank our sponsors. A big thanks to all the Middletown businesses getting behind this game and in supporting the team. Middletown Pharmacy, Metzler's Hillsdale Nursery, ER Lighting, Fox's Markets, Homestead Barbershop, Tim Knoll, CLU, Bastien's Auto, Middletown Lumber, Gingrich Memorials, Glassmeyer Printing, Mechanic Savings Bank, Newcomer Oil, Henderson Tarp, and Walt E.B. Real Estate. Our thanks to those businesses for sponsoring this broadcast here on WMSS. And again, remember, the Radio Pennsylvania Scoreboard Show is immediately following this game here on WMSS. All the scores across the state of Pennsylvania in playoff action all across the state at all four class levels, the quad A through single A.
Third down and two.
You definitely have to put somebody on the nose of the ball this time, Steve. We'll see if Middletown's adjusted to that. One would hope so here.
Now this is the ball game. If Central is able to get a first down, split backfield behind Smoker. And we've got movement, and it looks like it's going to be against the Raiders.
Zach Daly jumped off sides trying to get that advantage. And you got to love the fact that the kid was trying to make a play, but you can't jump off sides.
Offsides, Middletown, ball game. 1:15 remaining. Manheim Central leads Middletown 30-23. They've got a first down. Middletown cannot stop the clock. It's just a couple of kneel downs for Jeff Smoker. And the Manheim Central Barons will go on to face West Perry in the District 3 finals next Saturday morning at 11 o'clock here at Hershey Park Stadium. There's the snap. Smoker takes a knee, and the clock winds. Our Brian Kaiser is headed down onto the football field. He will be on the field for post-game festivities. Middletown, again, a lot of people thought coming into this game that Middletown was going to be embarrassed by Manheim Central. That was certainly not the case. Middletown had a chance here in the fourth quarter to go in and tie the game from the 9-yard line. Just couldn't do it. And now Manheim Central will be one snap away here as Smoker takes a knee. With 30 seconds remaining on the game clock, I'm not sure if he'll have to snap it one more time. And Middletown fans, if you're here with your Walkmans, radios, listening to the game, get on your feet and applaud this team. They went 10-0 in the regular season, and they were certainly a worthwhile foe tonight for the seven-time defending District 3 champions, but they're just going to come up a little short tonight. And there is the final buzzer, and Manheim Central has defeated Middletown 30-23. The Barons are going back for the eighth straight time to the District 3 finals. They will face West Perry, who was a huge winner tonight over Central York, 42-0. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will have the post-game show. Brian Kaiser with some post-game interviews after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.